This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 11th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi. In line with Prime Minister's vision of Team India for a Viksit Bharat, this year's theme, Inclusive Human Development for Viksit Bharat at 2047, focuses on the well-being and development of every Indian, regardless of age, region, gender or socio-economic background. The meeting will deliberate on the approach to realize this vision and translate it into concrete, measurable outcomes for every citizen across the country. This meeting will bring together chief ministers and lieutenant governors to discuss the inclusive human development framework. BJP President Nitin Naban has said that a total of 75 delegates from 35 political parties participated in the NDA conclave held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking to the media, Mr. Naban said, NDA leaders expressed their gratitude for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership and congratulated him on a historic milestone, calling it a moment of pride for 140 crore people of the country. Mr. Naban said, under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, India is moving forward towards the vision of Viksit Bharat. He added that Prime Minister's guiding mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas has connected people across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that the aspirations of 140 crore citizens of the country will definitely be fulfilled and emphasized that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has always strengthened the nation's trust. Mr. Modi was addressing the NDA conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Modi said, every citizen of the country is filled with the dream of a Viksit Bharat and this dream is no longer limited to any single individual, government or political party.
Aaj desh ka har nagrik Viksit Bharat ke sapne se bhara hua hai. Viksit Bharat ka sapna ab kisi ek vyakti ka nahi raha, kisi sarkar ka nahi raha, kisi dal ka nahi raha. Desh ke jan jan ka sapna ban chuka hai, sankalp ban chuka hai. Aur is sapne ki purti ke liye hame अपना हर पल समर्पित करना है. एनडीए के 12 वर्षों की एक बड़ी सफलता ये भी है कि देश कांग्रेस के कुचक्र से आजाद हुआ है.
On this occasion, the NDA adopted a resolution lauding Prime Minister Modi for achieving this historic feat. Wishes are pouring in from across the world. Several world leaders, including US President Donald Trump, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung congratulated Mr. Modi and praised him. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Bulgaria's Prime Minister Rumen Radev in Sofia yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted India's strong bilateral ties with Bulgaria and the opportunities arising from the growing India-Bulgaria strategic partnership. He also stressed the need for closer cooperation to de-risk and diversify in an increasingly volatile global environment. He will also visit Finland today to attend the 14th edition of the Kultainranta Talks. A workshop on defence procurement innovations for defence excellence and testing procedures for MSMEs and startups will take place in New Delhi today. The event is aimed at enhancing awareness and exhorting greater participation of MSMEs and startups in the defence ecosystem. The Defence Ministry said it will provide an interactive platform for industry representatives to gain insights into defence procurement procedures, testing and certification processes. Indian Railways has launched nationwide fire safety audits at railway stations to strengthen passenger safety. The initiative aims to assess existing fire safety systems and identify areas for improvement to better protect passengers and railway assets. The Railway Ministry said the audit will cover key infrastructure including station buildings, electrical installations, air conditioning and ventilation systems, emergency exits and firefighting equipment. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma have advanced to the second round of the women's singles event at the Australian Open in Sydney. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Peru's world number 76, Inés Castillo, 21-13, 21-11 in the first round. She will next face compatriot and world number 39, Isha Rani Barua, in the pre-quarter finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.